Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we're friends here.
I was about to say, what are you playing that for?
Well, he's not talking about us. Kyle's irritated. I think that scales have been tipped that it's more irritated at you than it is AJ Brown.
I am. I'm just disappointed in you. I expect this from the callers. Yeah. Because they like to live in La La Land and everything's fine.
You're being a caller. Though.
And you're excusing nonsense. That's unacceptable.
No. I'm not excusing it.
No.
I am playing chess. You guys are playing checkers.
What is AJ playing?
You lost your queen instantly.
AJ is playing the all, what is it? What I was about to say, all media is good media.
Oh, good. As a captain of the Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
AJ,
maybe his next career will be more on point than this one. I think he's paid to be a receiver.
You're right, but I think you have to listen to everything that's being said, Joe. I mean, he's a captain for a reason.
Do you think this is captain behavior?
It's childish behavior.
Thank you.
It's childish. Okay. I mean, no doubt about it. Yeah. Especially when you got the game that you have coming up this week. So that's my motivation. That's my focus right now. Man, we have a short week. We have a good football team coming into town. I'm going to give AJ a plate of food and a grape soda, and I'm going to sit him in the corner, and I'm going to get ready to play the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, that because right now is not the time to be dealing with whatever it is he's going through. We got to lock in because we got a few practices. We're trying to weigh our practices against the fixing the injuries that we have.
Yep.
You know, getting your mind mentally prepared to go for Sunday night. So I ain't got time to be worrying about you and your feelings about something. You know what I mean? I ain't got time for that.
Well, I got time to yell about it because I'm annoyed. All right, 215-592-9400. Come out and check out the pop-up Christmas sleigh bar, Klondike Kate's, from now through December. It is awesome here. Come on by. We're Main Street in Newark, hanging out, doing the show today. One of our favorite spots, Klondike Kate's. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We will let you hear what Tanner McKee said last night in the Players Lounge about that fourth down play from a quarterback's perspective, understanding the play call. A lot of speculation last 2 days, like, what the hell was that? With the Sirianni decision, and then did Jalen and AJ change it based on the look? Was it supposed to be a short pass? So we'll get to that coming up in just a couple minutes. Jasper, who I think we tried to grab earlier, is back up in Atlanta. Hey, Jasper.
Hey, fellas. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Jasper. What's up, Jasper? We got you, buddy. What's on your mind?
Here's the problem with AJ. We had a chance to trade him away a couple of weeks ago, but the Jets made a deal to get Metchie. Metchie was the secret weapon that was putting pressure on AJ. Metchie is an identical twin of Devontae Smith. Okay? Yes. Believe me, I've seen him throughout the SEC. But check it out. Hold on. Listen up.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Let him cook.
Here's
Let
the
him cook.
Problem. They traded Messi to appease AJ. Monday night, AJ was halfway running the pattern. Jalen, the quarterback, a quarterback throws the ball perceived on the speed the receiver is running. Jalen put the ball up. AJ Brown could have came back. the DB has half a step in front of A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown could have came back, got the ball, and the game would have been over. He didn't have to score a touchdown, but he was halfway running the route. Two games, he has almost cost us. Not running. If you want to be, don't be Freddy, be ready. Run the route with everything you have, because you never know when the ball is going to come your way. And you know what? He's on the books. He's on the books. We got to pay him. Sit him down. We got to pay him anyway. And who caught the first long ball in the Super Bowl last year? That receiver. He's hungry. Put him in there. We want people who are hungry. In Philadelphia, you either play hard or get out of town. He can charter
a Greyhound
bus wherever you want to go.
And it's about the team, not the not just the player. Jasper, good phone call. Now, I'm not sure about the Metchie thing and how much that played into anything.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But I do agree with his assessment that that wasn't full effort on the last play of the game.
And see, that's the thing. And when we talk to people about AJ, there's a lot to unpack.
And even if he didn't catch it, he could have caused the interference, right?
He comes
back to the ball, interference, game over.
But there's also, in that same game, where people have pointed out that AJ was wide open and Jalen didn't see him. So it's a lot to unpack with this.
Can I just offer something? Because I've heard this all year. AJ's open and Jalen doesn't see him. Can I go back and look at the all-22 of every passing play across the NFL, and there will be receivers open, and for whatever reason, on that particular play, the quarterback doesn't pull the trigger. Whether there's pressure,
totally
whether
true.
He isn't. Like, A.J. Brown is not above – this is my problem with this. He's not above everything. If they were losing, okay, then that's – well, this isn't going to work. They're winning. They have won a certain way around here for a very long time. And all I get from this guy is it's about me. Like,
no,
that's,
totally.
That's
Joe,
why I'm just done with it. I want players that – you know what he doesn't do? He doesn't fit the mantra of this Eagles era. He doesn't. Look at the way where Jalen talks, Saquon talks, Devontae talks, Sirianni talks. One guy talks different than everyone. He put up the Instagram after the Super Bowl about his matchup, dominating his matchup. Like, the idea that he's upset after they won their biggest game of the year tells me that's not what matters to him. So the people that defend him, and I know you're not defending him, you're just trying to, like, move on because you're trying to stay focused. The people that defend him, like, are you an A.J. Brown fan or are you an Eagles fan? Because if you're an Eagles fan, this is a joke. If you're an A.J. Brown fan, then wear your jersey and be upset he's not scoring points for you in fantasy or your prop bets or whatever, and blame Kevin Petullo and blame Jalen Hurts and blame Nick Sirianni. But if you're an Eagles fan, how are you okay with this? That's where I'm at. Like, I don't understand. This is not team behavior. This is me behavior.
Because you're not okay with it, but you're looking at the bigger picture. Like I said, Joe, the reality of the situation is that trade deadline come and gone. Like, they made a conscious effort for him to be here. Howie Roseman went out of his way in a press conference to tell you that he's a captain for a reason. You have to read between the lines in
yeah,
this.
Yeah, right.
You have to read between the lines in this. And even though it's deviant behavior and it's something that we talk about here, in that locker room, they've learned how on some level to deal with it and cope with it.
That I agree with. They have. Yeah.
Because it's not a big deal for them as it is for us. We just see it and we're like, oh my gosh. I've gotten to the point when somebody, I forgot who it was, he made me say, oh man, he's trolling. He's trolling, Joe, because the timing is too impeccable.
So, you know what?
He's trolling.
But if he is, that's it.
He's
on,
Bobby Brown.
Can we grow up?
He's Bobby Brown back in the day when Bobby Brown would just do stuff just because he wanted publicity. That's who he is. He's Bobby Brown. That's what it is. And the more you give air to it, you give him exactly what he wants.
Is this a big joke, or are we trying to win a Super Bowl?
Look at it like this, Joe. Look at it like, and maybe this will help you out. For him, success and people talking about him is dopamine, right? He gets his high from being the focal point of the offense. He's not that anymore, right?
He's not.
So how do you get that high back?
Rondo. Janky Rondo's switch stream.
Janky Giancarlo. Giancarlo. All right. Giancarlo, I'm playing, man. I was kidding.
Let's go to Black Ready, who's up on WIP. What's up, Black Ready?
Hey, guys. First, It's good to see you guys last week. You still giving out free hugs or what? Still giving out free hugs too? You
know, giving out some hugs here at Klondike Kate a few minutes ago.
No, listen.
Black Gritty, they were taken from him.
Black Gritty, he hugged me, and I'm like, Black Gritty, you don't like to hug. But he's like, yeah, I know.
Hey, I'm big too. What you want to do, big boy? You trying to move some furniture or what? You going to get these hugs, you? They free. You going to get them. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's not the happiest I can be right now. Hugh Douglas, you came back around the defense, and then you lost your mind again the next day. What is wrong with you?
Listen, I got to get ready for the Detroit Lions, man. I got to get ready for a
football
game.
You aren't playing. You retired 20 years ago.
Like 25.
We was almost about to give you some sacks back, and then you come doing this fool job. You know what I mean? The dude at this point, he's not trolling. Like, if you wanted to troll, why? You're on a Super Bowl contending team. You're leading the NFC. What is trolling going to do? What has trolling ever done for Joel Embiid? Has ever got him out of the second round? What is good of trolling? Number one, you don't even control your own position. At least Joel, when he does it, he's the center. He can get the ball and go do something. You're dependent on other people. So you're annoying other people that you work with. After I just thought in my mind, shoot, maybe you guys are back on the same page because you went rogue. And you and Jalen just out here playing street ball together.
That's the thing, Black Gritty. Now you see it because
cool. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, that and you see it. That's why it makes no sense. Because Devontae Smith went on television and said when 1 and 11 want to get on the same page, you let them do what they do. And then he comes out and he does this.
But maybe he don't like Petullo. Maybe he doesn't like the coach. I don't know. The problem is I don't want to answer these questions. And not for nothing, the job you're sitting in right there, everybody want to blame you in the media. Everybody want to blame Rosina. Everybody want to blame everybody else, the fans calling in, getting mad and all that. This man is doing it to himself. How do you have a clothing line talking about check on your teammates and you ain't doing nothing but aggravating your teammates with stuff that you're saying like a little girl on an app playing video games in the middle of the night? You got a job, bro.
Don't do your job.
Nah, Hugh, stop it. He needs to do his job and keep his head down because he is going to get traded next year. I couldn't trade him before because of the dead cap hit. I need him to get out there. You know what? Run these laps up and down the field, AJ, and take the double team while Smitty goes against all your balls because you want to cry on the internet with some dude losing and mad. That's what you want to do? Then go run laps. Have a great day, guys.
You got it, Black Gritty. We appreciate it.
Like, what time were they playing? Because somebody said it was like late at night.
It was, I think, one of the time stands was 1 o'clock in the morning.
I got a message this morning. His kid was up.
Well, that was the message I got.
That indicates to me that it was earlier and it just came out. A friend messaged
me and she was like, why is the kid up at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, why they got that baby up? You know he need his sleep. Maybe he don't sleep.
The kid?
Yeah.
Why not? You can't have a little kid up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Why not? People do it all the time.
Does the kid have a school? How old is the kid?
He don't seem like what? Sound like 4 or 5, maybe? Sound like about 4 or 5.
That's being preschool or something. I don't know. Yeah. The bottom line is this. I don't care if his kid's awake. That's his problem. And the kid needs to get some rest. My problem is A.J. Brown. And I'm tired of this. I think it's remarkable the people that aren't tired of it. Like, what is there? How are you not tired of this? It's been the entire season.
Because it's a pattern.
Right. So, but doesn't the more a pattern happen, the more you get tired of it? Like, okay, you excuse it in the beginning, then you're like,
Okay, but let's just see.
Is this stage of acceptance? Are you just in the acceptance stage?
Well, no, let's just see what happens.
What's going to happen?
He's going to walk it back.
Can I predict this?
Go for it. Because you predicted it yesterday. Go for it.
They're going to go out there on Sunday.
Yeah.
He's not going to have a huge game. They're probably going to win because they win almost every game. And then he'll complain again. Like, we're going to do this.
Oh, no, you missed the space.
Oh, today?
Today. What are you going to do today? Hey, what do you mean about the stuff show? What do you mean by that? You know, just nothing.
Oh, he'll lie. Well, they've become lies now. I mean, you can't do the, I said this, but I didn't really mean it every time. Like, at some point,
he's been doing it all year.
I know, but.
But that's the point that I'm making, Joe. He's been doing it all year. And when he's had the chance to clarify, he doesn't.
I appreciate what Devin says. Elliot's going to join us at 1. And I believe it, that they respect his talent. I bet they think he's a good dude, right? Like a good person.
A good person.
Right. At some point in that locker room, and I think BG was hinting at this last year.
Like, come on, man.
Like, at some point, someone's going to say, like, dude, shut up, man.
Come on, man.
Enough. This isn't helping us. That's where I'm at. All right. So Black Rudy brought up potentially Jalen and AJ the last play Monday night, changing the play or based on the look, going deep instead of a short pass. There was the camera pan to Sirianni saying, why after the play? We talked about it a lot yesterday with Jason Avant. First, can we hear Devontae Smith? In case you missed it, this was on Scott Van Pelt after the game Monday night, talking about that fourth down play and his perspective on maybe why they ran it the way they did.
You've got the ball in your hand. It's fourth down. And I get it, taking a shot, because maybe you get a PI and maybe 11 comes down with it, or if they look to you, maybe you do. But we were kind of surprised that you guys made the snap in that situation. Were you?
No, not really, man. You know, we got all the trust in those guys, man. Whatever 1 and 11 want to do, if that's what they call, that's what they want to do, we're rolling with it.
All right, so that was Devontae's perspective, whatever 1 and 11 want to do. How about Tanner McKee's perspective, quarterback's perspective? Last night, Hugh, on the players' lounge, here's what Tanner told you guys.
Knowing Coach Sirianni, knowing the trust, knowing, you know, what we've done in the past, how good we've been on fourth down, really didn't surprise me that much. As far as the play, obviously I can't go into the details of that play, but there are certain plays that have, you know, checks or different things that you can be aware of as a receiver, as a quarterback. Hey, you know, change this stem, change this route, do whatever it is. And so they made a call and we rolled with it. And I think it's one of those things, like, I mean, you got two of your best players on the field, you know, and it ended up not working out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Hugh, you were there with him, right, with Tanner on the show last
yes.
night? What did you make? I mean, obviously you heard it live and now hearing it again. What did you take away from how Tanner described why the play ended up the way it did?
What I took away from it is that, you know, Ross Tucker probably was onto something. That was the play call. That's what I felt. Talking to him about it, it didn't seem like it was anything that surprised him or anything like that. He talked about it like it was in the playbook. And like we talked about the other day, Joe, they've done it before, and it surprised everybody, even though it goes against the analytics, because Troy Aikman made sure
yep.
he made it his business to tell you that that's not what analytics tells you.
Oh, he wasn't leaving Lambeau unless we knew the analytics.
Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those things where, you know, Ross came on here yesterday, and he sounded real good and crazy, him and Elliot. But
him, Elliot, Andy in Westchester.
Yeah, but
and Sirianni, the only four in America.
But, but he was on to something. He was on to something when he said that.
So after I heard Tanner and I heard Jason, Ross, and it seems to me, Hugh, that it's one of those plays where, depending on the look of the defense, it's either take it deep or cut it short. And maybe they got the look to just
they,
throw
they
it
got
deep.
What they wanted.
So that
they,
to me
I think
is
they it, got what they wanted.
That's not really them changing the play. It's Sirianni giving them the liberty of viewing the defense. Now maybe Sirianni was doing the why. Maybe he viewed the defense different than Jalen did. Maybe Jalen made the wrong check.
Yeah.
But like, to me, the whole thing is on Sirianni for putting the offense on the field.
Well,
right? if he puts the punt team out there, none of this happens.
Well, it's. To a certain extent, yeah. But if your offense is out there and their program, if they get certain looks
then they're gonna
to go for it, they're going to run a play.
Yeah, then that is what it is, right?
Yeah, it's just, it is what it is.
All right, let's go to, I'm not sure which one I want to take next. Let's go to Anthony in Hamilton, New Jersey, who's with AJ on all this. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Anthony, what's up, man?
So I wanted to talk about, I'm on AJ's side. He is like polished car having in your driveway, but your boss tells you to take the broken down school bus to work every single day. Sure, he's getting to work on time. He's Sure, but would you rather take the supercar and would you rather just take that broken down school bus, break down on the way there? We're struggling through these games. What happened when Tanner McKee got in the game last year? How many targets did they get?
Yeah, they threw the ball a lot to AJ. Yep.
Why?
Because he's the primary.
Why can't that happen now?
Because obviously, I mean, I don't know. I'm playing devil's advocate here, Anthony, but Jalen is not. He's not getting the separation that Jalen Pop probably wants, and he doesn't want to throw the ball. He doesn't want to put the ball in harm's way.
So, Anthony, my question is, why should I care? They're winning. They just scored. The game he missed, and I know it was against a bad team, but the game that he missed, they had their best day of the season. Why do I care that he's not getting the football? Like this idea that I'm supposed to care about A.J. Brown's touches, I don't care.
Keep the main thing the main thing.
I care about winning the football game. Like we do this thing where, like, when it comes to Jalen, main thing the main thing. But A.J. has got to have his stats. Come on, guys. No, he doesn't.
But
they have to win the game.
It's hypocritical because he throws these 50-50 balls to Devontae all the time. That ball that he threw the touchdown to on Sunday, that was not an easy throw.
He had to come back to it.
You know why,
right,
Anthony?
Why?
Devontae's the better player now.
Anthony, can I ask you a question?
I want to make – are we all on the same page with this? My eyes tell me that one guy runs faster and jumps higher. He is a better player now.
Anthony, can I ask
He's
you a question?
He's the number one.
Can I ask you a question, Anthony?
AJ's the two.
Good.
Is he your number one receiver on your fantasy team?
Is AJ the number one receiver? No, I don't even have him. I knew not to take him because they weren't going to throw him the ball. I knew not to take AJ. But it just frustrates me that he is such a high-caliber player and we're not using him. There's a reason why nobody on the defense is complaining. Nobody on the offense is complaining about him because everybody is probably on his side in that locker room. Everybody agrees with him. Why are we not getting AJ the ball?
I doubt it. I doubt it.
You doubt that everybody agrees with AJ?
You think Devontae agrees, or is he happy getting the football? You think he's going to jail and say, we should get the ball to AJ more? No!
But when you see players do this on other teams, do you not feel like they're outcasted, like other people on a team don't agree with them?
No, you know what I think it is, Anthony? The Eagles have a group of grown-ups. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. And I think the one point Hugh made today, Anthony, good phone call. I think they do kind of like just smile and nod. There's Uncle AJ again, to use Hugh's analogy, just going off about something.
Go ahead to barbecue.
Yeah, like I think they're numb to it.
I think,
but I'm not. I'm annoyed.
I think everybody's frustrated, Joe, to a certain extent. They just handle it different.
Let's go to Jordan in Jersey, who says, this is all your fault. I wonder who your is. What's up, Jordan?
What's up, fellas? What's good, man?
Hey, Jordan. What's up?
So when I say yo, I just mean the media in general. I just feel like we feed too much into AJ's antics. Like at the end of the day, like you said, Joe, we're 7-2. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel like it's affecting the team or the locker room as much as we give it all this attention. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, I feel like AJ does it, like you were saying earlier. AJ does this thing to where if he's not getting touches, if he's not getting the clout on the field, he has to do other things. And let's not forget, like I said, he majored in journalism in school, if I'm not mistaken. So he has this thing about him where he just does. He has to feed his ego in some kind of way. So him doing these things and us feeding into it is just what he wants. I feel like if we don't talk about it, it's not going to give it. It won't. It doesn't really affect the team at the end of the day.
Give him a plate of food and a grape soda, man. I keep telling you.
Yeah.
Give him a plate of food and a grape soda.
So, but as a fan, like, forget the media thing. As a fan, it's annoying.
I'm fed up with it, but I don't want to give it any attention is what I'm saying. Like, he could do it and say what he wants. At the end of the day, it's not going to affect the team. We're still going to win games. And I just don't feel like we need to give it as much attention as we do.
What I think, and maybe, Jordan, I mean, we're not them, right? Like, we don't know what they feel. We just know what they say and how they play and all that kind of stuff. And Jordan, a good phone call. I do think there's a little bit of, hey, the dam hasn't broken yet, so maybe it won't break. Doesn't mean it's not going to break, guys. Like, it's some.
You mean as far as.
Well, let me paint an example. On Monday night, I didn't feel like AJ put 1,000% effort into trying to even come back to the ball or catch the ball, okay?
That's fair.
What if that happens? What if he cuts a route off in a game down the stretch and it turns into a game-changing interception because he's annoyed? Then all of a sudden it's a problem? Like, just because something hasn't become a huge, like, game-changing problem yet doesn't mean it won't. We've seen him kind of check out at moments in games.
It feels like he's checked out a lot. And see, I think part of that is because he's under the microscope now. You know, and he's frustrated by not getting the football. That's why when I watch the games and, you know, we get a chance to talk to Jason Avant, him being a receiver, I ask those questions because it's a lot to unpack with him. It's not just about Jalen not getting in the football. Some of those routes that he run look like they're lazy routes.
Yeah, they do. And that, to me, eventually could catch up to them. 215-592-9494.
Sorry, I have one major issue with the drunk uncle at the barbecue thing. The drunk uncle at the barbecue is often really annoying and, like, causes unnecessary drama.
Yep.
And you might be able to tell yourself, I'm going to ignore him. But guess what? Not everyone at the party is going to be able to do that. There's just too many people. He's going to say something that causes a problem for some other people. And it's going to create drama.
You stop inviting him to the,
and then
the barbecue.
And then you have to stop inviting him to the barbecue.
He's still family. And he probably worked the grill, too.
Here's another problem with the analogy, Hugh. The drunk uncle, yes, is family. AJ doesn't have to be if they don't want him to be. He's not married. Besides the contract thing, they can trade him. They can cut him. There's no birthright here with AJ and the Eagles, like the drunk uncle.
There is not.
And again,
I do feel we have a problem out there where there are people that have decided they're AJ Brown fans. Like, it's the same thing as when we talk about Jalen Hurts, and then they're totally different, not the same personality at all. But like, are you here for the Eagles' success or AJ Brown's success?
Yeah. Like, the drunk uncle's a problem.
I don't care about AJ's success. I care about the Eagles' success.
I'm here for the train wreck.
Yeah, you are the train wreck. All right, 215-592-9494. This segment brought to you by Meineke. It's football season. Make sure your car is game day ready. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near your Meineke.com. All right, coming up, your phone calls and all this. Are you tired of AJ Brown? I'm tired of it.
No.
You're not, because your head is in the sand. How are you breathing?
I feel like, this is willful ignorance right here. You don't want it to be a problem.
I have a game Sunday night.
You have no game.
I
don't have a game.
There's a reason you're at Klondike Kate's right now.
And we're enjoying
instead of preparing for a football game.
Klondike Kate's Christmas sleigh bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Your phone calls on the AJ stuff. We'll get to QB power rankings. I can't wait to see what Hugh Douglas has.
Ooh, I got a good one. I cook one up for you, baby. Geez.
And Nick Sirianni, what he had to say to the morning show today, including his response to A.J. Brown's comments on the Twitch stream last night. That's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.